So, Chris, here's a question for you. What are your favourite things, or some of your favourite things?
Sleep, which I don't get much of. What else? Weather, good weather. Doesn't have much either. Low oil prices. That's definitely not happening.
That sounds good. Well, later today, we're talking about precious gems and diamonds, which could well be some of your favourite things. Well, I rather like whiskers on kittens, but if you go in for raindrops on roses, then there's some news for you. A study has come out this week that reveals why it is that drops of water cling to rose petals in that most beautiful of ways. Lots of flowers and leaves are actually covered in spines and a layer of wax, which makes them repel water. So it actually slides off and takes dust with it, a process known as self-cleaning. But this doesn't happen in roses, where the water droplets actually cling on. Instead, and now scientists from the Tsinghua University in Beijing have worked out what's going on and how this happens. Now, rose petals are actually covered, it seems, in spines, but they have no wax. And the way that those spines are arranged in rows with quite wide furrows in between them means that the water droplets are kept in quite spherical balls, and they're actually held onto and cling onto it on the petal surface. And what's more, the team has cast a rose petal out of polyvinyl alcohol and found that this man-made substance that's the same shape as the petal has exactly the same properties and clings onto just the same amount of water as a real rose petal does. So it's a bit like gecko's feet, where the stickiness of petals and gecko's feet is all about their physical structure, not so much about the chemical composition of what they're made out of.
That's very nice, but why is it important to spend scientific budgets on researching rose petals?
Well, this is true. I mean, it's nice to... We know that possibly for roses it's a good thing, because it might be that these twinkly rose droplets, water droplets, actually attract pollinating insects.
So attract humans.
Indeed. And they are lovely. But scientists may also be able to use this kind of understanding for things in laboratories where you need to keep tiny amounts of liquid separate but move them around in a very small area. I think sort of it's complicated stuff that this might kind of, you know, in a lab situation where minute amounts of fluid can be used.
So when you say attract pollinating insects, it's because it can give them a drink? Because they can go in and they're attracted to the water.
It could be. Maybe because they just see them and it's more obvious. Because lots of plants have things like UV that we don't see, but that insects see. And there are lines that guide them in to where the pollen is and all the juicy nectar and so on. So, yes, it's rather sweet. But, yes, you're right. It's a bit slightly strange, but why not?